Today we are wondering, what can kids do now that will help lead a healthier life? And our guest's name is Coach K.
Coach K from Orange Theory. And she works at Oak Park Orange Theory and is one of the coaches. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Why? What is taking care of yourself as a kid important?
Taking care of yourself as a kid is important because that's how we establish good and healthy habits. Oftentimes, when mom and dad tell us that we have to eat all of our vegetables, we kind of whine and complain, right? Like, oh, but I hate green beans or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But the good thing is that we start to train our bodies and our minds to start to like foods like that, those healthy foods that'll fuel us. And then that's what's going to help you lead a longer, healthier life. So starting to take care of yourself as a kid is very important.
I agree. Do you think kids understand how and why they should take care of their bodies and minds?
Well, I kind of have a biased opinion, but I myself have a couple kids, and my oldest is 6. His name is Mason. And oftentimes, Mason doesn't really understand why I'm making him eat vegetables or why I'm making him go to bed right on time at his bedtime. So a lot of things we don't understand, and as a kid we just want to do what we want and play and have fun, right? But in order to do those things, we need energy, we need fuel to sustain ourselves. In order to have that fun, we need to keep our minds sharp by getting lots of rest. So a lot of kids think that it's kind of like a punishment or it's not fair with some of the things that mom and dad tell us to do, but really what mom and dad are telling us to do is helping us take care of our bodies and our minds.
Yeah, because kids, they usually don't like to eat their vegetables. All they like is to eat their candy because they think it's better than vegetables, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes you have to wait at the table for you to finish your vegetable or something.
That's a rule in my house.
How can we help kids that don't know about exercise and proper nutrition?
Well, I think it's important to that paying it forward means if you guys gain any type of knowledge or even if you've been blessed with something like food or whatever it is, it's nice to pay it forward to someone that may not have that knowledge or may not have something that you guys are in a really awesome situation where you're learning all about health and nutrition and wellness, and it's awesome that you guys are paying it forward just with this podcast and with this app that you guys are creating. So you guys can help people by doing what you're doing right now, but we could also have those important conversations. So if you play those sports with friends or having extracurricular activities, and maybe you have a friend that's always tired all the time, and maybe you'll tell them, hey, maybe you can get some more energy if you would take a nap or if you would drink more water, or how many fruits and vegetables are you eating every day? So sharing your knowledge about health, nutrition, wellness is really going to help kids that don't know about exercise and proper nutrition.
Yeah, we are making an app that helps people exercise more and keep them healthy. And why we're doing that is like, we have to create an app that helps people solve problems and things. So that's why we're like, doing that app.
Like mind, food, and body. Like exercise and good foods you should eat. And all the things
that's an awesome idea. That's fabulous.
What are some good ways to get kids to exercise?
Well, remember I was talking about my kids. I also have a 2-year-old, and so most babies are pretty rambunctious, right? They're always trying to run from here to there, and so what I try to do is make it a game. You know, so if you guys have younger siblings, even if they're kids, say, hey, I'll race you from here to there, or who's going to be the first one across the monkey bars? So that's a good way to get kids to exercise. And they don't even realize that they're exercising, right? But anytime you're moving, getting your heart rate up and then letting it come back down again and then sending it right back up, that is a good way to exercise your heart and your body. So just by playing games, playing sports, even if you guys are at recess and you say, hey, let's play tag, that's a really great way to get kids to exercise. And it even makes it seem like they're not exercising.
Yeah. How can grown-ups help kids to love exercise and do it more?
Great question. Well, Thomas, what I love is obviously exercise. That's what I do for a living. So what we do at our house is sometimes it's really easy to have a really big meal and then you just plop on the couch and watch TV, right?
Yeah.
So what we like to do is we'll have an earlier dinner and then, and maybe after we have some quality time with each other, we'll do a little workout. And it's not even long. It may be while we're watching our favorite TV show. And during the commercial break, we do three exercises. Usually a commercial break is about 90 seconds long. So during that 90 seconds, you could do three different exercises, each for 30 seconds. And that's what we like to do, and it makes us feel a lot better when we go to sleep at night, we rest a lot better, and it also helps us digest our food better as well. So those are some types of things that you can do with your family, and even with, you know, have grown-ups get kids to learn how to love exercise, because usually when you do it with someone that you love or a friend, it makes it a lot more fun and desirable to do.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What types of exercise are good for kids to do?
Well, I remember when I visited your class and I shared three exercises with you guys. Now, outside of running, taking a brisk walk, like if you're walking your dog or you walk to school, that's a great form of exercise too. We call that cardiovascular exercise, although you guys are really young. So you have lower resting heart rate. So sometimes you may have to do what I suggested when I came to your class. So I showed you guys some squats.
I also saw you guys do burpees.
Yeah, we did squats, we did push-ups and burpees, right? Now, burpees, that's probably the ultimate total body exercise. And all of those three movements, all you need is yourself. So you can do them anywhere. All you need to do is make sure that you've got a little bit of space and you're ready to rock. So I would say squats, push-ups, burpees, you get total body and you get your heart rate up. So those would be three great exercises for kids and grown-ups to do.
How can we help kids who are having problems eating bad stuff?
Good question, Laura. So it's kind of hard for us to understand what's happening in our bodies when we eat food, right? So what we have to do is, like I said earlier, do exactly what you guys are doing and educate our friends or other kids about what happens when we eat that food that tastes great, but it's not that great for us. For example, lots of candy or what we call processed foods, like prepackaged foods. I mean, a lot of people like Doritos. Some people like, you know, lots of that junk food, right? So what happens if we eat a ton of that over time is that we get kind of sluggish, right? We can't really perform the way we want to on the soccer field. So what's really important is to share with our friends, you know, buddy, I know you really love those Cheetos, but having too much of them isn't good. We want to have that in moderation. So maybe you suggest drinking more water, or even instead of having Cheetos before a game, have a piece of fruit that will really energize them and fuel them. And then they're going to feel a lot better, and they won't feel like a slug. And then they'll probably even have more wins, have more energy. So that's definitely a way that we can get people to, or other kids, to understand why eating bad stuff isn't a good decision.
That's what happens to my brother sometimes.
Yeah.
Can kids be healthy and fit but not exercise?
100%. That's kind of a tricky question, isn't it? So this is what I think. Like we were talking about earlier, a lot of kids don't realize that they're exercising, right? So when we go out to recess, you guys have recess for about 20 minutes, we hear that we've heard the suggestion that kids should work out for an hour a day. So maybe you go to an after-school program, and then maybe you play outside at home. All that playing is technically not exercise, but you're still healthy, right? You feel good, you feel great, you're getting enough water in. So eating the right things, fueling your body, and not necessarily doing push-ups or sit-ups, that doesn't mean you're not healthy. So doing those exercises that don't seem like exercises, like playing, you guys are still fit, you're still healthy, as long as you're making those good decisions as far as what you put in your body.
Like playing baseball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Why do sports. Some people decide not to exercise?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Well, I think it's for a couple reasons. So remember when we were talking about why taking care of yourself as a kid is important? So imagine all of those people around the world that never knew about eating healthy or making good choices when it comes to what they should eat or even exercising. You know, we have some people at Orange Theory Fitness that have never exercised not one day in their life, and they're in their 40s, 50s, and beyond. So some people don't like to exercise because the older you get, it could get a little bit harder. You know, we start to notice that our metabolism slows down, so we're not really burning calories as much. And the exercise can kind of seem harder, especially if you haven't been working those muscles, right? So that's why it's so important to start doing that as a kid. And that is also why I think people are scared or decide not to do exercise, because it may be a little bit more painful. You know, you get a little sore here and there, and some people, they just don't like that. So we try to get people to shift their mindset, and that's when it comes into like that mental health, right? And think about, hey, it may hurt now, but you're going to be so much better later. You'll actually add more years to your life. So that's why we try to get those people that may not decide to do exercise to change their minds. Because it's never too late to exercise. Not ever. I just took a class at Orange Theory Fitness in Hyde Park with a 77-year-old woman. And she was awesome. So
yeah, I've seen people work there. When I go pick up to my, like when my mom and dad come there, like sometimes I go with them and I see it and I go inside and I see people like coaching like 70 people, like 70 old people.
Yeah. I plan on working out until I am old and gray. As long as I can move my body, I am going to work out and continue to move.
How does yoga help a kid's mind?
Oh, that's a great question, Madeline. So yoga is a very calming experience, and a lot of times we have trouble focusing, we have trouble sleeping. I remember when I came to visit you guys, we talked about listening with your whole body, right? A lot of times we be kind of jittery and fidgety, so sometimes you just need to quiet your mind. So yoga also helps with breathing techniques, and we do a lot of, there's a lot of belly breathing involved. And so when you kind of calm yourself down and you slow your mind down, it will help you focus better. It'll help you perform better in life in general. So that's why kids should definitely do yoga. My six-year-old and I, we do a lot of stretching and breathing and meditation. And we do that before homework time sometimes. And we get homework done like that because he's so focused.
Are there other ways to keep your mind healthy other than yoga and meditation?
Absolutely. So my dad, he goes to Orange Theory Fitness, but he also likes to do crossword puzzles, word searches, Sudokus. So those are things that can keep your mind sharp, right? Yoga, meditation, even working out. There's some workouts that you can do where you're working one side of your body and then the other side, and you're working both hemispheres of your brain. So it keeps you sharp, and keeping your mind sharp as you get older is really important. So, like I said, those crosswords, Sudokus, challenging your brain is always a good idea. It's like brain exercise.
What kinds of foods are good for kids to eat?
Ooh, good one. So, I would say that fruits and vegetables are definitely great fruit, they have natural sugar. So like we said, before a game or before you go to practice, it is going to give you a little bit of energy, maybe even a few carbs to fuel you through your workout or your practice or your game. So those fruits are great. Those vegetables are great as well. Getting some kind of protein is also really important. So protein consists of chicken, tuna, eggs, maybe in some yogurt. Cottage cheese has a little bit of protein. There's a lot of ways that you can get protein, and that protein helps feed your muscles. So what happens when we work out is we work our major muscle groups, sometimes even those smaller muscle groups, and we rip those muscle fibers to shreds when we work out. So that's why stretching, yoga would be good with the stretching, right? When we recover, and that protein helps us recover our muscles even stronger. So fruits, vegetables, protein, those are great options for kids to eat.
Why are some foods and drinks good for sports even though they are sugar and calories and other unhealthy things? For an example, Gatorade.
So Gatorade is awesome because if you sweat a lot, are any of you guys in sports and you sweat a ton?
Yeah.
I play soccer, so.
Yeah, when you drink
soccer,
Gatorade,
right?
Though.
Sweating the whole time, track. Even if you're a swimmer, you're sweating, right? So when you're sweating, you're losing electrolytes. And what Gatorade does is it replenishes those electrolytes, and it helps fuel you, keeps you focused, keeps you going in those exercises that you're doing. So kind of think about it as you're kind of sweating it out, right? So you need to replace that so that you'll be able to perform better. So even though they may have a lot of calories or a tad bit more sugar than what we like, you're exercising, and most likely you're going to burn those calories anyway. So it's good for the moment. Calories are good for you so that when you do work out, your body has something to pull from to fuel you as you move through that workout or that exercise. And then you don't leave feeling sluggish or even nauseous. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes people throw up because they don't have things like Gatorade or they're not fueling themselves with good food in order to prepare their body to go through that rigorous exercise. So Gatorade's not all bad. Again, in moderation, some of these things will definitely help you guys perform.
Thank you, Coach K, for being on our podcast. Thank you so much to our very special guest, Coach K. Please make sure you tune into the chat with Mrs. Brenda's third grade next week and subscribe to our podcast and Apple Podcasts. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.